Be the pricking of my thumb, something wicked this way comes.
What's going on here, you secret evil midnight hags?
Something isn't a word for.
I don't know how you know the things you do, but I insist that you answer my questions. I command you, in the name of whatever dark powers you serve, even if the devil himself gives you the powers, answer my questions.
Speak.
Demand.
We will answer.
Would you rather hear these things from our mouths or from our masters?
Call them. Let me see them.
Come, high or low spirits. Show yourself and what you do.
Tell me, you unknown power.
He can read your thoughts. Listen, but don't speak.
Macbeth. Beware, Macduff. Beware, the Thane of Fife. Let me go. Enough.
Whatever you are, thanks for your advice. You have guessed exactly what I feared. But one word more.
He will not be commanded by you. Here is another, stronger than the first.
Macbeth.
I am listening.
Be violent, bold, and firm. Laugh at the power of other men. Because nobody born from a woman will ever harm Macbeth.
Then I don't need to kill Macduff. I have no reason to fear him. But even so, I'll make doubly sure. What is this spirit that looks like the son of a king and wears a crown on his young head?
Listen, but don't speak to it.
Be brave, like the lion, and proud. Don't even worry about who hates you. Who resents you, and who conspires against you? Macbeth will never be defeated until Burnham Wood marches to fight you at Dunsinane Hill.
That will never happen. Who can command the forest and make the trees pull their roots out of the earth? These were sweet omens. Good. My murders will never come back to threaten me until the forest of Burnham gets up and moves. And I will be king for my entire natural life. My heart is still throbbing to know one thing. Tell me, if your dark powers can see this far, will Banquo's sons ever reign in this kingdom?
Don't try to find out more.
I demand to be satisfied. If you refuse, let an eternal curse fall on you. Let me know.
Show.
Show.
Show.